Great Expectations, the Charles Dickens classic, is the new Sunday night drama on BBC TV. Stephen Knight of Peaky Blinders fame has adapted it into 6 episodes. No small amount of controversy here. The orphaned ambitious Pip is heard to use the F word on occasion. Strong ensemble cast headed by Olivia Colman as Miss Havisham. And our own Owen McDonald plays Joe, the decent blacksmith, and Pip's brother-in-law. Mary McGill has watched the first 2 episodes of the series, and she joins me now. I suppose, Mary, the first... We've had a lot of Great Expectations and BBC adaptations of the same. Is this one doing something extraordinarily different?
I have to say, Sean, right off the bat, full disclosure, not really. And I mean, to put it in context for the audience, we're talking about 17 screen adaptations, not just by the BBC, but I mean, Great Expectations is a text that filmmakers and television producers on both sides of the Atlantic keep returning to. We've had 11 stage adaptations of it. So this is a much loved work. It's a work that people love to translate and interpret and do all kinds of things with. So to try and do something new with it is undoubtedly challenging. What we do get with Stephen Knight is that kind of, I would say, Peaky Blinders streak or effect. So we get more violence, we get more sex, some of it quite risque. We get swearing, we even get drug taking, Sean, right? Miss Havisham is smoking opium at one point. I couldn't help thinking to myself, what would Dickens make of all of this? But all of which is to say, if we're talking about breaking new ground, not necessarily. And I think that's one of the things I found myself wondering, because this new adaptation does put a great emphasis on diversity. It takes a critical look at the empire, which is all to the good. But I did find myself wondering if we actually need more diversity in terms of the text, that you know, the classic texts that get interpreted. Maybe that needs to be expanded now as well. We need to be looking for other stories, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, it is a great story. Magwitch, the escaped convict, Estella, the cruel beauty, Miss Havisham, the jilted aging bride, Pip, the young dreamer, and how he falls into a fortune because of his lovely act of kindness to Magwitch early on in the episode. Now, I've only seen the first episode here. I suppose the first thing that struck me was, you know, I even in terms of the visuals here, we're in the murky, horrible, marshy land of the opening sequence. I saw nothing here, apart from the diversity in some of the casting that and the use of the F word. That kind of was all that brought it into a kind of a modern day scenario for me.
Yes, and it is, I will say, it is beautiful to look at, Sean, and all the iconic elements that we associate with Great Expectations are there. So we get, you know, yes, the effect of the marsh, the spookiness. I think it is such a ghostly story in many respects. You know, Miss Havisham, Olivia Colman, really, you know, working her magic with it, but this haunting effect, and of course the marshes themselves, and Magwitch, this terrifying character, young Pip, this innocent, ambitious boy. So all those elements are there, and they are, you know, we get these inflections, these modern inflections, but we still get that sense, you know, that great scene on the marshes when Magwitch encounters Pip, scares the bejesus out of him and us in that same moment, right? So we and what we know, because we're also familiar with that story, is that for Pip, his life is changing in so many ways all at once, but this is a key encounter with Magwitch on the moors or on the marshes.
Very important. But I guess if we have had several versions of Great Expectations, can the BBC, can British drama do anything that doesn't have Olivia Colman in it? She's brilliant casting for, she is brilliant casting for Miss Havisham, I think it's fair enough to say. But let's have a listen to her in action here with the young Estella, played by Shalom Bruna Franklin, and the young Pip, played by Tom Sweep. Here she is bringing them together. And this, I found, I only saw the first episode, and this is the creepiest moment in the first episode in some ways for me.
Call Estella.
Estella.
Welcome to Eternal Winter.
Innocent moments before the great corruption.
Estella, what do you think of him?
I think he is a common labouring boy with big boots who smells like a stable.
Boy, what do you think of her?
I think she is very Proud.
And pretty?
Yes.
So a common boy and a proud, pretty girl. I want to watch you play.
That's Olivia Colman as Miss Havisham. There's something in the way she says, "I want to watch you play," there that kind of has a really dark and sinister undertone to it. This is the new BBC adaptation. You've seen two episodes, Mary. Does it go further down that kind of dark route?
It does, and I have to say, I mean, Olivia Colman excels in everything that she does, but she's particularly good at difficult female characters in period roles. Mm. And this, I mean, is a classic one. What she brings to it, I mean, Miss Havisham is by definition a tragic character, a woman who's been jilted at the altar many years before, still lives in this wedding dress in this squalid mansion. You know, she has become a kind of archetype in literature. But Colman plays it, Sean, with an almost sleazy edge. And I have to say, I completely agree with you. It makes your skin crawl. There's something about her and the way that she encourages this relationship between the children that is deeply, deeply uncomfortable, but you also can't look away. And I think, you know, she smiles and she has a mouthful of absolutely rotting teeth. And those teeth seem to speak as much to her opium addiction as they do to her soul. Yeah. So, yes, I mean, look, could Olivia Colman do any wrong? Probably not.
There's a reason she's in everything, because she's brilliant indeed in everything she does. What about the surrounding cast? We heard Tom Sweet there, but in fact it's Fionn Whitehead who becomes the older Pip, isn't it? And our own MacDonald playing. I thought he did a great job as Joe the Blacksmith in the episode that I saw, that first episode. What are the standout performances for you outside of Olivia Colman from what you've seen so far?
I have to say Hayley Squires, who people may know from I Am Daniel Blake. She was absolutely phenomenal in that. She plays Sarah in this, who is Pip's sister who has taken him in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, she's absolutely wickedly acerbic, Sean. She is not happy that she's had to take in this younger brother, and she is definitely not impressed by his notions of being a gentleman or being anything else. And she's just so brutal and earthy and vengeful and quite violent as well, but she's utterly captivating on screen. I absolutely love Hayley Squires in this.
I thought she certainly brought something to that role. It's often quite a soppy role, not from Hayley Squires.
No, no, indeed. And I really enjoyed, and someone else I always enjoy on screen as well, people who are fans of Toast of London will know Matt Berry very well. He plays Mr. Pumblechook, who is the kind of conduit between Pip, his sister Sarah, and Miss Havisham. And of course, he's another kind of bumbling, wealthy, kind of idiot in a way. And Matt Berry does a great job.
Briefly and finally, there are lots of complaints about the language in it already to the BBC. Are those complaints merited?
Slightly, but I would say if you're looking for a great spin on Great Expectations, I was reminded instantly of David Lean's 1946 adaptation. So look at, if the new fangled edition doesn't suit you, go back and watch the classic. It's well worth your time.
Will you watch the other four episodes as they come out on BBC One over the next few weeks?
I think I'd rather go back to 1946, Sean. It didn't hold me. It didn't grab me in the same way. Sometimes the classics are the best.
Sometimes the 1946 ones are the better ones. Certainly in this case for you, Mary. That's Mary McGill speaking to us about Great Expectations. Starts this Sunday. Is this Sunday, March the 26th? It is, yes. 9 p.m. on BBC One.